Holy fuck. Wow. Woo! 2021, motherfucker! Yeah. Fuck yeah. Lot has happened this fucking year. And it's not the end. Not for me. Not for you. Not for the people who are listening to this podcast. Because you're here, you're listening. And if you're listening, then it's 2021 and you made it. Congratulations, you survived 2020. Fuck. You know, rest in peace those souls that didn't, unfortunately. But I'll be honest, that's the way the fucking world goes, bro. People die. People are born. People die. But, what a crazy year it's been. This podcast compared to last year's podcast, totally different. My enthusiasm towards 2020 was way more, like, intense in the beginning than it is for this coming year. I mean, just because 2020 was so fucked. I don't know if I have any New Year's resolutions. I really haven't thought of anything or goals or anything like that like I did last year. Fuck. You know? I've been in such a kind of different kind of like headspace too, you know, or like mindset, you know? I've been going through some shit. I'll be honest. Fuck. We all have. This year's been shit to everyone. Most everyone. I don't know. It's been good to some people, I think. You know? It can't be all bad. But, yeah. Welcome to the... Well, I mean, honestly, it's not even the new year yet. Right now, as I'm recording. But, once I'm finished, and I upload, and all that, all the other bullcrap, share and this, that, and the other. It will be 2021. So, and it will be the new year. But, right now I'm recording this at 11:11. 12/31/2020. So, here we go. And hey, I hope everyone had a great Christmas. Honestly. This year, you know, actually, yeah. I bet everyone did have a good Christmas this year. You know? I bet everyone got what they wanted. Hopefully they did. I know I did. I got, you know, shit. Yup. But, let's smoke. Ooh, honestly, this is my last bowl for the year, bro. This is my last one, not because I'm going to stop smoking, but I ran out of weed, bro. Well, yeah, I ran out of weed. I still have a joint, but no more bud. This is it. Hey, here. You see, I live in the Pacific Northwest. But that doesn't mean it's not New Year's somewhere else on the globe. So, happy New Year's to you guys. Out there, on the islands, on the mainlands, you know, on the boats, on the planes, in your vehicles, Australia, happy fucking New Year. Fuck. Everyone that's on the far east side of the world. But I mean, it is east, right? But when does it become west? Like, Because here's the thing. You can go all the way around the globe, right? Going east. East, 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 east. Right? And then now you're... But now you're on the west side of the world. But you went all the way fucking east to get there. So, are you still on the east side or the west side? Obviously, you're on the west side physically. But, I mean... You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like the world's on a piece of paper. Or, you know... And it ends when it gets to the fucking end of the paper. You know? That doesn't even make sense. That's why you flat earthers don't make sense. You fucking dumbass motherfuckers. For real. Fucking flat earth. What the fuck? I mean, yeah. Sure. The shit in front of you looks flat. But look at it. It ain't flat. You got fucking uneven fucking ground. Fucking... hills and mountains and fucking... Yeah, this shit ain't flat. Never was, never will be. Round as a motherfucker. Oh, yeah, and this isn't the end, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've slowed down, like I have in the past. When I smoke like this, and try talking, it's hard because I salivate so fucking much. But, this isn't the end, bro. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. It's only the beginning, really. I mean... I don't feel like it, you know what I'm saying? But in the grand scheme of things, we're just getting started, bro. But for real, I never thought I'd be sitting here today doing this episode, quite honestly. The fact that I'm even still doing episodes is fucking amazing to me. I mean... kind of. Sometimes I feel like a fucking idiot. Other times I feel like I'm doing the... Oh, dude, I just found some more weed. But it was in a joint that I was trying to fucking make out of a cone, but I fucked it up. And... because I tried chopping up the weed with a fucking... fucking blade that goes in a utility knife. Because I lost my fucking grinder at a Halloween party. So fucking the chunks are too big and packing it makes packing it not so good. Hell yeah, that was a little nug. Oh, there's one, another one in there. Smaller, but oh yep, there we go. Fuck yeah, I got another fucking little bowl of smoke. Hell yeah, boys and girls and whatever you want to call yourself, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But, yeah, it's a fucking new year, bro. I don't even know, like, honestly, because of this year, 2020, fuck. New year, whatever, dude. Now with all this shit going, whatever, dude. Don't matter to me now. I don't think it matters. I don't think this year for the new year really matters to anyone, really. I mean, some people maybe. Some people, this is the year to go out. This is the year, you know, this is the banger for this year because of how fucked up this year was. Which is, I mean, how it should be, quite honestly. But instead, you know, you got empty streets. You got fucking empty streets in Times Square where normally it's jam-packed, nut to butt. And, you know, everyone's breathing on each other because no one has masks. And shit, but and there's no fucking virus, you know, but now there's a virus, so yay 2021. I don't know, I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to the day when things can get back to normal, because I want my kids to be able to experience what it's like to go to a fucking movie theater, you know, as a family, and see a film, a Hollywood film, a big movie Hollywood film on a big ass screen with some fucking popcorn, candy, and a soda. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even a fucking hot dog. So, fuck, man. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know what to believe in this world, to be honest, with everything and everything that we know and what social media has highlighted. Because quite honestly, it not only has it highlighted a bunch of bullshit that we've never seen before, that was always out there, but it amplified it, for one, and it changed things, man. It changed the whole world dynamic. It changed the way we all interact with one another. Even, it's affecting not only just, you know, with us on our phones, but directly in public with one another now. And gradually it has been throughout the years. I guess we really never fucking, I've never really fucking took any fucking notice to it or cared to mind, you know, like whatever. But fuck, now that you really look at it, it's like, fuck, dude. And I don't know, this is fucked up. We're the United States, you know what I'm saying? And yet, we're all fucking at each other's throats, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm not going after anyone's throat. I have no intentions. Like, I want us all to just get along, united, just like how we used to be. But instead, I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. Like, I don't get it. Some of us are just full of hate, man. I mean, shit. Some of us have been through the shittiest, have been through some of the worst shit in life. Yet, we're not assholes to people, man. We're just, because we know what it's like to go through some hard times. And we don't want anyone to fucking go through hard times. Like, at least that's how I feel. Because I know I've been through some hard times. I'm not saying that I've been through the worst of things. But I've seen some shit. And I know that because of my experience, I don't want anyone else to experience the shit I went through. Because that, nobody should experience. You know what I mean? And, but it's like, no one thinks about that, about the other person. No one's thinking about that other person. They're just thinking about how much they hate this other person. You know, it's like, what the fuck? Like, they were a baby at one point, too. We were all babies at one point. And I do think about that. And it's funny because even before Joe Rogan brought that up a while back, I was thinking about that one day while I was at work, man. I was like, man, why does everyone have to be a fucking asshole to everyone? I mean, and not only that, I was thinking, like, how does someone who used to be a baby end up like that on the fucking street, dude, with a needle in their arm, living in a tent, shitting on themselves? Like, what the fuck? How does a baby end up like that? What experiences in their life led to that? Maybe their choices? I don't fucking know. Maybe some bad luck and some poor choices. Maybe so. Who knows? Maybe they were abused along the way too, and that fucking inflicted that will forever have an impact on someone's life if they're abused, because they're gonna choose to go a path, and whichever path that is gonna be their fate. You know what I mean? Like, it may not be their destiny, but it's going to be their fate, whichever path they take. So, which is why, like, with my kids, especially with my first one right now, my son, I'm going to make sure that, you know, I'm going to do the best I can as a parent, like anyone should. And I get it. Now, I mean, when you're fucking, you know, I mean, times have changed. But when you're a young person, a young, you know, barely adult, and you have a fucking child, you probably don't want that child around because you're still a fucking kid, basically. And all you want to do is fucking have fun and party and drink and do drugs and have sex, you know, and fuck, you know. And I get that, but man, that's fucking selfish, you know. You're the one that fucking brought this person in the fucking world, you know. Sure, you may have not planned it, but your fucking choices ultimately concluded to it, you know. So it's like, what the fuck? But ultimately, because of, you know, because here's the thing, a child, they don't have a choice or say in the matter. They have to deal with what the parents are going through. So whatever situation you're putting yourself through, you're also putting your kids through, man. Like, but worse, because they're learning as they're, and you know what I mean? They're still growing. So it's like, this is like, whoa, this is what it's like to be alive in this world? Like, this is, what the fuck? Like, no. Because, but it's more intense than that. There's a lot more crying and fear and the unknown, you know? So, yeah. But, and I'm just talking based off my own experience. I'm not talking about, you know, no one else's or out my ass or nothing like that. I'm just basing everything what I'm saying is based off of my experience. So, yeah, you know, but because of my experience, you know, and my upbringing and all that bullshit, it has led me to this point in my life, literally. I mean, because of what I had gone through and experienced, I started taking mental notes of what I wanted to do and what I didn't want to do. You know, what to stay away from, you know, and what to pursue, you know. Sure, I got distracted along the way. Fuck, everyone does, man. It's hard to stay focused all the time. Fuck. You know? It takes a lot of fucking dedication and fucking mental strength to just stay focused all the fucking time. Day after day after day after day on one particular goal. Fuck. I mean, just take going to the gym, for example, you know, like, it takes a lot of mental strength and dedication to keep going day after day after day after day after day after long hours of work, you know, for months, years, you know, because you have this one goal in mind, you know, and you're still not there yet, but you know what? Still got time. Fuck. You know, I lost a lot of, I don't know, I feel like this year has really shaped me, you know, it's really shaped me in a different way than I expected. But, yeah. I think it shaped me for the better, though. I think it did. You know? Yeah. But here's to the new year. You guys, I'm not done yet, motherfucker. But here's to the new year. I can't even do like a countdown to fucking midnight because what the fuck, I can't even do that and then fucking take a bong rip because this is my last bowl. I have a joint though. Should I smoke the joint now and then fucking take this last bowl at midnight? It's 11 fucking 27. Fuck. That's a long time. I gotta talk that whole fucking time? Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck? Wow, okay. Hold on, let me bust this fucking thing out. What's this? Oh, what's that? Ow. Oh, wow, okay. Ash in the mouth. Ash the mouth. Yay. You were thinking it. I fucking said it. Well, good. Black Dog Indica. Oh. So this one make me a little relaxed. Hey. It's a fucking Virginia Co pre-roll. Hell yeah. Black Dog. Black. It's, yeah, Black Dog. Yeah, hell yeah, sweet. Fucking smoke, dude. Fucking spark it, spark it, spark it, sparky. Yeah, so, back to what I was saying, I got off track. Sorry, guys. I was talking about babies and how they ended up homeless. Like, and they choose a path. Okay, right. So, I chose my path. And the path that I chose led me to this point. I easily could have gone in the other direction. A lot of people have said that. Family members who knew me during that time. Seeing what I was going through. That still know me today. I've seen everything that I've gone through up to this point. Other than my own mom. You know, so it's like, they themselves are shocked. Well, they weren't shocked. They were surprised, pleasantly surprised, and happy and proud. So it was a good thing. I mean, I'm not saying I'm doing the best, but I'm going to definitely say I'm doing decent. Doing decent. I know I could do better, though. That's the thing. I could do better. I've just been not listening to that voice. Just fucking like, really just being a couch potato. And playing games, spending time with my boy, doing things around the house. Working. Not so much working out. Could be though. Even though I don't have a fucking, there's no gyms open. I got shit equipment at home. You know, not all the equipment like a gym does, but yes, I mean I got a couple dumbbells, couple kettlebells, fucking, you know, pull up bar. That's all you need. You know. Some dumbbells, kettlebells, pull-up bar. That's it. Because you got push-ups, so that, fuck, there's the ground, motherfucker. Start pushing. Beat your face to the pavement, motherfucker. And then, running. I can run. I can fucking run. I feel like I fucking just ran. About stupid shit all the time. Like, I swear, I've talked about this before. Fuck. What the fuck? No, but, I mean, running, obviously. Go the fuck outside. Run. Easy. Sit-ups. There's the ground, motherfucker. Start fucking doing sit-ups. You know what I mean? Like, I lost a lot of drive, bro. Lost a lot of drive. I'm in neutral. I've been in neutral, bro. I've been fucking neutral. I'm not. Well, fuck, I might be in reverse. Okay, look. I've gone from to drive, to neutral, to reverse, to neutral, to drive, to neutral, to drive. You know. I switch gears. You know what I'm saying? I got fucking, you know, yeah. I got different fucking speeds, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, first, second, third. Shit like that. Woo! But, yeah, you know what? It's a thing, man. Like, I've even been thinking about, believe it or not, even with this podcast and everything, I've been thinking about quitting smoking weed. Can you believe that fucking shit? Fuck that. There's no... Ah, fuck that, dude. I cannot. I don't know if I could. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I could ever smoke. So, I mean, I don't know. I did when I went for my trip in Montana. But I don't know. I was mentally prepared for that because I knew I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a weak bitch. I don't know. Woo! Fuck. Yeah, And then, fuck, man, I got a fucking river. Not right now. It's too fucking cold. It's fucking, middle of fucking winter. But, I got a fucking river I can swim in if I fucking wanted to. I can fucking get on a mountain bike and fucking ride that bitch. Fuck. Right now, I could be doing push-ups and pull-ups. But I'm not smoking this joint talking to you motherfuckers. Happy New Year. Fuck it. I'm going to do a pull-up right now for you guys. You know what? You can join me. Join me. Do a pull-up or a push-up if you can. I don't know. Fuck it. But I'm going to do one right now with this fucking joint in my mouth. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm sore. I'm sore from, I actually did work out, dude. Yesterday. Fuck, I worked out yesterday. For like 20 minutes, I just did like a 20-minute fucking video workout where you do it for like, non-stop for like 45 seconds for each fucking workout for like 3 minutes, or some shit. And then you take like a 1 minute break and then you do it again, for 2 more iterations. I guess that doesn't add up to fucking 20 minutes. That's only fucking 9 minutes. Whatever. You know what I mean? God damn it. It was a lot. Fuck. But, fuck, I'm sore. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Whew. Daddy, like. It's funny because now that I'm saying that, I'm a dad, and literally as I'm saying that, I'm looking at my dad. My dad is looking at me. I know you're wondering, like, what? No, yeah. I got a huge photo of him in here, in my studio. Back when he was right around my age, just a little bit younger than me. At his wedding. As I'm like doing this pull-up, smoking this joint, talking to you guys, he's looking right at me. Alright, I'll do one more, and then, I guess, I don't know, we'll do something else. Just, if you're still hanging out with me, I'm really happy and surprised. Alright. Yeah, I needed to get that one in. That was a wide grip. Dude, my weak ass the other day couldn't even do a full fucking, like, one wide grip. I was even struggling with a normal one. Fuck. You know what? Oh, fuck. You know what I gotta do? I gotta bust out. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah, hair on my tongue. Fuck. I hate that shit. I gotta bust out. How many push-ups? Fuck, 10? Fuck it. That's too easy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dude, what the fuck am I doing? I am so fucking high right now. Holy fuck. I'm fucking working out on a podcast, bro. What the fuck am I doing? Wow. If you're still here listening, you know what? Wow. Oh. Wow. Happy fucking New Year. Fuck. Wow. I'm getting fucking ripped. Holy fuck. I have like... Hold on, I got a tape measure. Let's see how much I got left. Because, bro, when I smoke a joint, I smoke it all the way to the fucking nub of the fucking paper. You know what I mean? So, let's see here. Let's measure this. Let's see how much we got left. All right. Here we got... Oh, fuck. We got 3/4 of an inch left. 3/4 of an inch of a joint. So, I was going to say 1 inch, but I'm measuring from the back end of the cherry to the front of the paper, not the ash in the cherry. I measure from the ass end of that, or the, yeah, that part. I did not expect that to happen. Holy fuck. I literally just like exploded with saliva everywhere on the ground. I basically threw up, but didn't throw up. Like, my salivary glands just exploded, and there's a big puddle in my fucking studio now. Holy fuck. What the fuck? Oh my goodness. Wow, I gotta blow my nose. Hold on, guys. Oh. Holy fuck. I don't know if I'm gonna finish this joint, guys. Oh, fuck that, I'm gonna finish it. But, here's the thing. I don't always smoke a whole joint like this, you know? I can fucking smoke, come back to a joint 3 times before it's all gone to the nub, you know? Fuck. I might take a fucking... Dude, I can't take a break on this, right? It's a fucking New Year, bro! Or should I fucking savor it? Because it's, I mean, it's... Only got a 1/2 inch left, at most, you know, in fucking one small bowl left for them totally dry. So, then it's off to the oregano. No one wants to fucking smoke that. Oh, yep. I'm at 5/8. Oh, my dumbass let the fucker go out. You know what? Whenever that ever happens, I always say, you know what? That just is a sign that you're done. You're stoned to the point. You're stoned to the point where you can't even keep the cherry lit. So I could come back to this. I'll savor it. Savor it. Even though this is fucking awesome. Fuck yeah. Fucking New Year. Dude, I don't know. See, I haven't been on fucking, like, social media, like Facebook and, what do you call it? Instagram, the Twitter. I was already not on Twitter, really. But all that shit, like, all of it, I haven't been on it since September. And fucking, dude, I don't really know what is totally going on all the time. So, right now, to me, it seems quiet. Like, I don't, like, the only thing close to social media that I watch is YouTube. And every once in a while, I'll peek in on TikTok and see what's up. Because every once in a while, I like to switch it up, you know. Kind of get bored of one thing after a while. You can only watch so much YouTube and whatnot. But, yeah, you know. Okay. Oh, well, I mean, I guess I do have my Snapchat, too. Stony Baloney or whatever the fuck. So, there's that, too. I mean, if you want to check it out, check it out. If not, whatever. Whatever. I'll just fucking keep doing fucking photos of chickens and shit. So, yeah. And cats. No. I don't know. Me taking fat rips, you know. Shit like that. Because sometimes I like to take a fucking... A video of me fucking take a bong rip. You know what I'm saying? Or a fucking dab rip. Rip. Fuck! Fuck! I have fucking 16 more minutes until fucking midnight. Jesus Christ. I think I started this recording way too soon. I was like, yeah, I'll start, like, a little after 11. That'll work. Yeah. That's a good idea. I'll work my way up to midnight. Fucking do a podcast. And fucking, you know, do my own fucking, like, countdown, I guess. Because I really didn't have any fucking clue what the fuck I was going to do. But I knew I was going to do something. I had to do something. Why the fuck wouldn't I? It's fucking New Year. I mean, I've been fairly quiet this season. You know, this year. But you're getting to know me better as the fucking, you know, like, obviously, you know, fucking, I'm a person, you know, this shit affects me too, just like everyone else, but yeah, you know, but hey, I still got my fucking tape measure, so, there's that, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude. I can't even talk to you about that. But I'm gonna go see some buddies here soon. Man. I'm going to Sioux Falls. Dakota boys, South Dakota boys, them Larson brothers, bro. I'm coming out to see you motherfuckers, and we're gonna go ice fishing. Fuck yeah, bro, dude. I've never fucking done that. You know how many times I've gone fishing? Probably 10 times. I don't know, maybe more than that. Not a lot. 20 times. I'm best at most. And I've never done that. And I've only reeled in probably 3 fish. Quite honest. Fuck. You know? Actually, no, I did catch a lot of fucking, what is it? Perch? Yeah, the little fish. I think it's the yellow perch. Yeah. I did catch it, but I mean, that's fucking bait fish, bro. That's so easy. They're cannibals. They eat their own fucking selves, their own meat, you know? So it's like, it's too easy, you know? But I mean, I've never hooked a salmon, but, you know, I had a friend that, you know, we all had our license, but he knew I've never, you know, caught a salmon before. So when he hooked it, he's like, hey, you want to reel it in? I was like, oh, at first I was going to decline it because my pride was saying, no, you got to, you know, hook your own and reel it in. But I was like, wait, you know, despite the fact I didn't hook it, I've never reeled in a salmon before. So, fuck it. Fuck yeah. I'm going to do this. So, I did it. And I was, dude, I was like 10 years ago. You know? But, yeah, I'm going fucking ice fishing, bro. And we got a cabin. Fuck yeah. Dude. I think about doing a podcast out there, too. That'd be fucking sweet. Hell yeah. Oh! It's gonna be fucking dark! Fuck yeah! And we're gonna have some bomb ass food. Because I know my boy. Oh, my boys hook it up. Oh my god. I seen all the shit they cook. They can cook! Fuck can they cook! I know they can cook way better than me. God damn. They cook damn near every fucking night. And fuck, even Chef Ramsay would be impressed with their shit. Fuck. Every time I see their cooking, I'm drooling. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm living in the wrong state. I need to be neighbors with these fuckers. What the fuck? I wish. But, you know, I got a family, and they gotta go where I go, and that's not gonna fly. So, no way. But, yeah, you know. Alright, we're working our way there. 11 more minutes. We're working to 10 minutes. Fuck. Hey, we're getting closer to the New Year, cocksuckers. You know? Yeah. I know you're listening too, you fuckers. You fucking dirty cocksuckers. Bong blowers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fuck. I'm gonna say this year has been the best. No. The worst. The best worst. I don't even know how to say it, how to fucking put this year into words. It's a giant fucking question mark. What the fuck happened? This year's a what the fuck. This year's a what the fuck. I think it's a what the fuck for everyone. A giant WTF. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. What the fuck? But we're still fucking. But some of us are still. We're doing our thing. We're doing what we gotta do. Somehow getting by, though. Somehow we're all getting by. Hopefully. I know some of us are not. I know some of us were already struggling. And this just made it way worse. Fuck. What a fucking wrench in the fucking gears, dude. Like, and all because of, I don't know. I don't know what. I can't even say what is true or not, because I don't know what the fuck is real or true and what is a lie and what's fact. Because, dude, everyone's fucking lying. What the fuck? What the fuck? You know? But, yeah, this year's been awesome. Fuck yeah. Fuck it. Worth it. You know what I mean? Fuck. And the Simpsons, they fucking nailed that shit on the hammer. Or on the nail. With the hammer. Fuck. I don't know how they predict that shit, but goddamn. They gotta be some time travelers, I swear. I don't know. I'll be honest. I remember watching that show as a kid growing up. All the time, like, as much as I remember, as much as I could, as I, you know, but slowly it faded out for some reason. Like, I just slowly stopped watching it. I don't know if it's because my interest lay, probably because my interest was somewhere else. If I mean, obviously that's got to be the answer, right?
Because if it's not in that, then it's obviously whatever. You get the fucking point. But they fucking do. There's too many coincidences. You know what I mean? Like, that's just one too many. There's like 20 too many. How many of those fucking things have actually come true? Does anyone fucking know? Does anyone fucking know? Has anyone... Dude, what the fuck? Oh yeah, I hear the fireworks already. Yep. Alright. Yeah, we're getting close. Fuck. Alright, I gotta work on this fucking joint again. Until fucking... you know what? I got 2 minutes. We got 7 minutes till midnight, but 2 minutes, 1 minute, until I spark this joint, and I fucking have 5 minutes till midnight to burn this motherfucker to the nub, and then at the very end, I'm gonna take a fat, small bowl hit, and we're gonna fucking get fucking lit, you know what I'm saying? 2021. Whoa, what the fuck? Where did the time go? Whoa, what the fuck? Back to the future. Here we are. What the fuck? Aliens and spaceships and fucking robots and AIs and shit. What is going on? Fuck zombies. Easy. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? Come on. Tell me what's going on. Fuck. Oh shit, I gotta burn this shit, so I got 5 minutes.
In the last bit. That last little roach, which is how much is left, is the worst. It's the most harsh. Half inch. Fuck, a half inch. Fuck. I'm only going an eighth of an inch at a time. Jesus Christ. There we go. Oh, shit. All right. I hope you guys are having a great time. And I hope you're joining with me on this podcast while we get stoned as fuck for the new year, motherfuckers. Ooh. I think one the best thing. Hands down, though. Hands down. I gotta say, hands down. The best, hands down, without all in, without a fucking doubt, the very best thing that happened this year was my boy. My son. Hands down. And what a fucking time to be born into. What the fuck? What are you gonna call this? What are we gonna call this generation, guys? What is this? What do you call this generation that with all this shit going on? What, like, what the fuck? W2F, WTF generation? What the fuck? What the fuck? No, that's bad. That's terrible. Obviously, no, we're not gonna do that. No, that's stupid. But what the fuck? You know what I mean? I mean, pay from your litter. You got, you know, pandemic, quarantine, you know, fucking, COVID or whatever the fuck, and, fuck, I don't know, what the fuck, what the fuck, what do you call this generation with how fucked it was, what the fuck? Ah, 3 minutes. Well, technically, probably, 2 minutes.
Yep, I was going to say probably less than 3 minutes. 2 minutes. Fuck. Holy shit. We're getting near.
Near and dear.
Fuck.
What I, how much do I got left? Fuck.
Oh. I got 1/8 of an inch. Oh. 1/8 of an inch left. Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're almost there. We got less than 2 minutes. We're getting there. And we're going to spark this last fucking boy at midnight and say, Kumbaya. Happy New Year, 2021. Nothing's really fucking changed but the date. So, I mean, quite honestly, that's how I feel this year. I think that's how a lot of motherfuckers feel this year. I bet a lot of those... I bet a lot of motherfuckers have already been feeling like that before this year. You know? But this year, really, just like, yep. Yep. Because we already know tomorrow is not going to be different. Nope. That shit ain't going away. None of it.
None of the fucking government shit. None of the fucking, you know, the world global shit. None of the fucking, all that shit. All the bullshit that's been going on in this world and just everything. They ain't going away, man. They ain't going away. And it's not like, clean slate. Yeah, everyone. Yeah. New Year's resolution. I'm going to be a nicer dictator this year. Nope. Nope. It's just a different day with a different number on a paper. That's it. That's all. Another sun up, another sun down. Another sun, you know. Another fucking... Here's another winner. You know? Here's another winner. Winter's coming. Yay. Woohoo. Yay. Fuck it. But I got my fucking latte. Winter's coming. You know? What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit! It's midnight! Holy fuck!
Yay. See? I was caught up in my rant. I didn't even fucking care the fucking... fuck it. I'm gonna smoke this bowl. Care to join me? Because, oh, look. Yay, Happy New Year.
Dude, I was like a fucking python. Holy fuck. Yeah. Anaconda. Wow! Oh, yeah, I still gotta fucking... Wow. What the fuck?
Whoa. Happy New Year. Wow.
Wow, you guys can just... Wow, Happy New Year. Wow, what a year. I still got shit to smoke in here, I think. Wow, okay, here we go. I gotta finish this, guys. I can't go out like a little bitch, bro. I gotta do this. You can't tell me no. I'm gonna do it right fucking now. Okay, here we go. Oh, Wow. Whoa. Oh. I wish everyone the fucking best this year. Fuck yeah.